Mesechus Bababasa Perkei Mishnah Beis Hamoyker Es Hamor Lo Machar Kelev. Somebody who sells a donkey to his friend without specifying what is included in the sale, the donkey's equipment is not included. Now, riding equipment would be included, such as a saddle. The equipment that we are talking about over here is equipment that is used to hold the load on its back. At this time, I hold that a donkey is generally used for riding, but not necessarily for carrying the load, so therefore only the riding equipment is included, but the equipment that is used for the load is not included. Nachum HaMadi Yomer Machar Kelev. Nachum HaMadi argues, he says, that the donkey's equipment is included. As Nachum HaMadi holds, generally a chamor is used also for carrying a load on its back, so therefore the equipment that is used to carry the load is also included in the sale, even though he did not specifically mention that he was including them. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Pamim Mechurim, Upamim Einan Mechurim. Rabbi Yehuda says, sometimes the equipment that is used for the load is included in the sale, and sometimes not. Ketzad. What would be the case? Haya Chamor Lefana Vukelem Alav. If there was a donkey in front of the lokeach with the equipment on top of the donkey, the equipment that is used for the load is on the donkey, but Amar Lo Machali Chamorcha Zeh. And the lokeach tells the meicher, sell me this donkey right in front of us, Hare Kelev Mechuru. So then, the equipment would be included in the sale, even though Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakhama that equipment that is used to carry a load is not necessarily standard equipment, as not every donkey is used for carrying a load. But in this case, since he said Chamor Chazeh, and the equipment was on the donkey at the time, obviously the lokeach wanted this to be included in the sale, and therefore it is included even though it was not specifically mentioned. Chamor Chahu Ein Kelev Mechurim. But if the donkey is in front of them with the equipment on top of it, and the lokeach tells the meicher, Chamor Chahu, is this your donkey? If it is, would you sell it to me? In this case, the equipment is not included, even though it is on the donkey at the time. And since he did not say Chamor Chazeh, he didn't say, sell me this donkey, so then the equipment is not included, even though it's on top of it at the time. Somebody who tells his friend that he is selling him a donkey, and he tells him that the donkey is nursing, in that case, included in the sale would be the siach, the baby donkey. As why did he tell him that the donkey was nursing? What's the difference to the lokeach since the milk of a donkey? Anyway, you are not allowed to drink, so it must be that he is telling him that it is nursing, as he intends to include the child in the deal. Machar et hapara lo machar et bina. But if somebody tells his friend he is selling him a cow that is nursing, in that case the child would not be included in the sale, as even though he said it was nursing, the intention over here is not to say that he is including the child, but to say that it is nursing so that he can drink the milk, as milk from a cow is mutter to drink. Machar ashba machar zivla. Somebody who tells his friend that he's selling him an ashpa, this is an area where fertilizer is kept. In this case, included in the deal would be the fertilizer that is inside the ashpa at the time of the deal, even though he did not specifically say that he is including the zeba. Machar bor, machar mema. Somebody who sells a well, included in the sale would be the water inside the well. Machar kaveres, machar debor. Somebody who sells a beehive to his friend, including in the sale, would be the bees inside the kaveres, even though he did not specify that he was including the bees. Since they are in the kaveres at the time, they are included. Machar shaybach, machar yonim. Somebody who sells a bird coop to his friend, included in the deal, are the birds inside the bird coop. Halokeach peros shovach mechabero. Somebody who buys the right to take the peros Shobach, as he does not buy the actual bird coop, but he buys the right to take all the birds that will be born in the bird coop for a certain period, Mafriach Brecha Rishona. He must leave the first couple of birds that are born there, as these birds will stay in the bird coop in order so that the mother of the birds will not run away. If you take all the birds from the bird coop, then the mother might run away, so therefore You keep the first couple of birds there. Peros kaveres notel shlosha nechilin u'misari. Somebody who buys the right to take the peros kaveres, to take the bees that will be born in a beehive over a certain period, then the din is that he takes the first three swarms of bees, and the first three swarms that are born in this kaveres are very good bees. The ones that are born after that are of lesser quality, and of those lesser quality bees, he is misaris, meaning to say he takes every other swarm, and the other swarm that he does not take would be left in the kaveres, so that the kaveres won't be totally deserted. Chalos dvash maniach ste chalos. Somebody who buys the right to take the honey that is made by the bees inside his friend's beehive, he has to keep two loaves of honey inside the beehive so that the bees will have what to eat inside the hive. The rest of the loaves of honey he would take for himself. Zeisim lakoit maniach ste grufios. Somebody who buys the right to cut down the branches of his friend's olive trees, he must leave two branches there, and he must leave some semblance of the olive tree so that more branches will grow from this olive tree in the future.